How have we been bred? What sort of breeding do we have? The breeding that we have is something that's going to affect us all of our lives. It's something that's going to affect our thinking and our living and our being. It's going to affect everything that we do. And we say, well, we have been bred into a good family. We have been bred into good vibrations, into a good life. And that may well be. And we think that we're so wonderful. Well, this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you the thought for today on what is good breeding. So, think about it now. I have a beautiful golden retriever, Rex. He's a magnificent dog. And he is always waiting for me and always a joy to be with because he is a super guy. And if I want him to be wonderful in certain areas, I must take the time to train him. I must take the time to train him to do the things that he likes to do. Well, I don't have to train him to be a retriever. He is a golden retriever. And he loves to pick up sticks and carry them. He throws his head back in such pride, saying, look, I am retrieving this stick and I'm carrying it. Aren't I doing a grand job? I look and say, yes, Rex, you are. Now he just picked up another stick. Sometimes he picks them up as big as a log, and he carries them around. And then he will set them down in the middle of the path, and I'll have to throw them off the path. But that's all right. That's part of his training. His training is to pick up things and carry them and bring them around. And that is what he is so talented in doing. Now, we have a Schnauzer, a miniature Schnauzer, who is trained genetically in Germany to be a ratter. To be a dog that goes under the barn and catches the rats and disposes of them and gets rid of them. Well, our Schnauzer goes out and catches squirrels and rabbits here, and with one crunch, they're put to sleep. And then sometimes he even eats them. Rex, on the other hand, he is a retriever. He goes out and he catches a rabbit. He catches a baby rabbit, and he'll carry it for miles. And that baby rabbit will be just as healthy as it was when he found it, when he picked it up. And he will treat it as a gentle thing. His purpose is not to kill it. His purpose is not to eat it. His purpose is merely to fetch it, to retrieve it, and bring it to me. And part of the training I have to do with him, they say, okay, now drop it and leave it here for me. But he brings it and he drops it. But then when it wants to move and run away, he quickly gathers it up again and makes sure that it's there for me when I want to have it to do whatever I want to do. So I usually take the little pup and drop him over the fence where he can go running away and where Rex isn't there to disturb him. Now, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing when you consider how animals are trained and how well they do whatever they're trained to do. And this is a fun thing to do. Now, you and I, we are trained also. But how are we trained? What has been our training? What has been our direction in life? Are we trained to be retrievers? Are we trained to be ratters? What are we trained to be? Well, that's a decision we make individually. That's our individual motivation. Whatever it is that we think of ourselves. Now, what do you think for yourself? Do you think that you would like to be a person who goes out and lives your belief, lives your philosophy, and even shares your philosophy with others? Well, that's what the missionary does. He shares his philosophy with others. He has a driving conviction that what he believes and what he has been taught is so tremendous that it should be shared with everyone around the world, especially those who can't defend themselves from it and are willing to take bribes to believe what he wants them to believe. Yes, you say, oh my goodness, that doesn't sound very, very fascinating. Well, that's just what it is. What sort of a drive do you have, do I have? What sort of drive turns us on? What sort of drive makes us feel fulfilled and rewarded? How have we been bred? What does our breeding say to us? Well, our breeding can say many things to us. But whatever it may be, it is easily diverted. It is easily put into a new package of such as what we want. Just as the German Shepherds are very great lovers as dogs, they're just wonderful, and they have tendency to belong to one master, and that's a beautiful thing. Just as that is so a German Shepherd can be taught to be a people dog. A German Shepherd can be taught to be a sniffer dog who sniffs out drugs, who sniffs out narcotics, who sniffs out illegal aliens. And as the German Shepherd is trained to do this, it is not a new thing for it, but it is a particular direction for it. And it does it very well. But it is trained day after day, hour after hour, by its trainers, who perhaps come in two shifts every day, you know, an 8-hour shift and another 8-hour shift and then an 8-hour shift for the dog to relax, you might say. But in no time at all, the dog is trained to do whatever its trainer wants it to do. But the training is intensive, and the training is directive. Now, what about you? What is your training? What are you training yourself to do? Are you training yourself to be a master? Are you training yourself to be in charge of your life? Are you training yourself to be a very lovely, wonderful person? What are you training yourself to be? Whatever you're training yourself to be, that's what you are. That's what you're going to experience, and that's what life is going to bring to you. But it's your choice. What is it that you are training yourself to be? Every one of us has an opportunity to train ourselves to be something grand and glorious and something rewarding and fulfilling. Every one of us has the opportunity to train ourselves to be something that is significant if we wish. But what is it you'd like to be? Would you like to be a spiritually illumined person? Would you like to be a happy person? Would you like to be a person who is fulfilled in every way? What would you like to be? You have to make up your mind about this and make up your decision about this, because you are the only one who can do that. You are the only one who can make that decision, and in making that decision, follow that decision and have the fulfillment of whatever it is that you want. So, consider that for yourself. Practice it, put it into motion, and watch it become a miracle in your life. Because that's exactly what it is, and that's what it will always be. Well, now, you have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.